Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone, and he set it between Mizpah and Shem, and called the name of Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came not no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. I'd like to preach to you for help. Help. And the reason why this subject is to me today, that I'd been praying, and I became aware that every time I get down, I'd say, Lord, help me. Dear God, if you don't help me, if you don't come to me and help me, I'm gone. Amen. I'm defeated. Amen. If you don't help me, I need help. Amen. Thank God. To call upon a God that will help us. Amen. So I remember those times and past when God come to me and helped me. Do you remember the help that you received? Amen. That same God, we cry out to him, help me, Lord. I need help right now. I must have help right now. Thank God. Amen. For help. Amen. Have you helped him that is without power? Amen. If he doesn't have power to stand, how in the world are you going to help him?
Yeah.
If his arms are weak, how are you going to help him?
Right.
Amen. Right. Psalm 28, verse 7 said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. I am helped. Glory. Oh, glory. Amen. To trust in him is to receive help. To call upon him is to receive help. Amen. What we need is help. Dear God, would you come to us and help us? Amen. 2 Chronicles 18:31, and it came to pass that the captains and the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, and they said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore they compassed him about to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. Amen. Well, I have God to help you. Amen. And the Lord helped him. He just doesn't help us in our greatness, but in our weakness. Those things that are so, that if you know, we didn't expect God to come down so low to help us in our low estate. Amen. But the Spirit of the Lord helpeth our infirmities. Amen. God shall bruise Satan under your heel. How long? Shortly. Shortly. Or quickly. Amen. Faith, it helps us when we are down. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay with me just a few more minutes. I'm going to try to preach. Oh, I sure need to preach for Ralph. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 5. If thou seest a neighbor's beast go astray, what are you supposed to do? The Bible said you're to help. Amen. To help him. You remember when David went to the cave. There become men to him, and he said, "Have you come to help me?" Yeah. They said, "We come to help you." Yeah, and they come day by day to David to help him. Right. And Asa cried unto the Lord God and said, "Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many of them that had no power. Help us, O Lord God. For we," amen, "we need your help." Glory. "We need your help." Glory. Amen. 2 Chronicles 25 and 8. "But if thou wilt go, do it. Be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy. For God hath power to help or to cast down." So it's the best we cry out, "Help me. I want you, God, to help me." Amen. Amen. Brother Ryan preached so wonderful last night. It wasn't just preaching. He took a crisis and turned it into victory for us. He really did. I prayed for him yesterday. I didn't do too good preaching yesterday, and I think it's because he didn't pray for me. Amen. Glory. So I informed him last night, I'm going to pray for you. You better do better on your prayer life today, Father. Amen. The Lord help me. Can you say that? You remember the crisis you was in, but you cried out to God, and God helped you. Amen. Because I delivered the poor and that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had no power to help him. Amen. Job said, "I did." You know, Satan's on march right now toward you. Glory. Amen. He's trying to demonstrate his powers against you and in your life. But listen what the psalmist said. "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." Amen. He's a marching straight at me. But God, I need your help. Amen. The nearness of trouble and no one to help you. Sailor had been on a ship for quite a length of time, and he came into a harbor of his hometown there in Boston. And as he got off the ship and started up the street, there was two men awaiting on him. And when they got close to where he was at, they just jumped out on him, boy. I mean, they started after him. His adrenaline went into gear, and out there he come. There's an old man across the street. He saw the hog. He said, "Go to it, boy. I'm coming to help you." Amen. When the devil comes at you, heaven says, "Go to it, child. I'll be right there. I'll be right there to help you." Amen. So he got over and helped that sailor. It didn't take but just a few licks, and it's all over with. He looked, and you know that boy who that old man was is his pappy. Amen. God will help his children. Amen. He's watching over us and taking care of us. And when we get in trouble, what does he do? He comes to us and he helps. He helps us. Amen. Glory. Be not far from me. Amen. Oh, Lord, oh, my strength, hasten thee to help me. You know, I want God to, have you ever been there where you couldn't last any longer and you said, God, hasten. The psalmist said, hasten to help me. Make haste to help me. In Psalm 38 and 22 and Psalm 40 and 13, he says, make haste to help me. Psalm 70, verse 1, he said, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me. Oh, Lord, hey, man, that's a great thing for you to understand that God wants you to call on him for help. Amen. Help me, Lord. Help me, dear God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I looked and there was none to help. Now that's the worst situation you could ever get into. And then you look and there's nobody can help you. Amen. And we need help in this hour. Oh God, have mercy. How much help we need. Amen. Help, dear God. Help us, Lord. Amen. You people, and I'm glad to be here, you people are having a meeting. You're having a great meeting. Glory. You are. Amen. Somebody's prayed through. God's come to help us. He's come to help us. Oh, glory. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We're going to find grace to help. Amen. Grace to help. Grace to help. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flames kindle upon thee. The water, the river, the fire, the flame. Help! Amen. Water means many of them. Amen. It means it'll probably be deep. The river rushing. Amen. It means calamities coming fast. Hallelujah. So fast to carry you away. Fire and flame. Amen. But in those times of tribulation, great and various things that happen. But wait just 1 minute. Wait just 1 minute. Amen. I don't care where it's a river, water, flame, or fire. Amen. God's going to help you. God's going to help you. Amen. Our dear brother sung that song. About help is on the way. Yes, amen. God's going to help you. Amen. Thank God. Oh, glory. I'm wanting to get someplace if I can just get there. Glory. Amen. The worst situation you'll ever get in, God will come to you and help you. Amen. Fear you not. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptian of whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more, forever. The Lord shall fight for ye, and ye shall hold your peace. Thank God there is a place for you and I. Amen. We don't have to do anything. As much as he delivered his people out of Egypt, he's going to deliver you. Glory. not a hillbilly. I'm a mountain boy.
All right, all right.
Amen. I'll show you. Come live with us. Amen. I'm a mountain boy. Glory. Amen. There's a whole lot of difference between a hill and a mountain. I was born on Stone Mountain. That's right. I was born on Stone Mountain. Amen. We up there. Amen. 76 years ago, I was born on Stone Mountain, so I'm fit for the mountains. I'm not fit for the lowlands. Get in trouble there. But you put me in a mountain. I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Amen. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Help. Hallelujah. I'll lift my eyes to higher grounds. From which cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. And so, children, for this hour that you and I are in, we should do as Luke has informed us from the Lord, 21 and 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Amen. So, I wanted to let my people know the troubles they were facing. And I wanted to be current with the things that's taking place. And the Lord said, Ralph, I want you to comfort my people. They'll read the newspaper all right. They'll understand when they get hungry all right. But what you need to know, God's going to be with you. What you need to do is trust God. Amen. What you need to do is, amen, look up. Lift your head and look up. Because help's on the way. Amen. The Lord helpeth him that does not have strength. He helps us. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. You know, I've got quite a few scriptures here that I am prepared to use. But I don't know where I'll even think about them in a few minutes. I told yesterday some things about when I had cancer. But the worst thing I ever had was what you call the ischemic bowel syndrome or the heart attack of the bowels. And that's when Brother Neil drove in there just as I was entering into it. And you talk about Brother Ryan. I've had pain. I've took chemo of the worst kind. But boy, did I ever run into it. I mean to tell you. Amen. Yeah. I was in trouble. Bad, bad trouble. Oh, dear God. How bad I was in trouble. Amen. The Lord had prepared me for that. And '02, when I went into the university, January the 2nd, and '02, and I told you a little bit yesterday about the ordeal we went through. But the Bible tells us in Psalm 116 and verse 6, and the Lord preserved the simple. Eyes brought low.
All right.
I was brought low. But the Lord helped me. But the Lord helped me. Amen. Brother Archie, here Sunday, I got up and read a text on new beginning. Yeah. And he said, Brother Ralph, he said, I come in here as low as a snake's belly. Yeah. And I understand what they've expressed to me, that he's really yet going through it. But he said, here you are getting up there, taking the text on a new beginning, and I'm over here down on as low as you can get. And he, in other words, he just about emphatically said, I don't want nothing. Just let me stay in this pity party. But God will not allow that. God will not allow that. He'll bring you low. He'll take the pride out of your heart. Amen. Yes, he will. Amen. When he takes the pride out of your heart, he's getting ready to lift you up. Amen. And so the Lord brought me low. I mean low, children. Amen. How low. Amen. Pride had been humble. The lofty look is gone. Amen. But when he did that, help came on the scene. Help! I said, help! I don't remember how many times I'd been through chemo and what have you, but I was completely worn. No appetite for food in any way. Anytime I smelt food, I got sick. And any time you mentioned food to me, I got mad. And you say, why? You don't know how I suffered from even the thoughts of food.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Such nauseating world that surrounded me. Amen. And there was some consideration of in the university of the odors that was in the room. Doris was there with me, and I couldn't stand it. I could not stand those odors. They were killing me.
Yeah.
Nauseated every time that my eyes come open. Nauseated, sick. Amen. I told him I can smell the paint on the wall. It seemed that way anyway. Oh, how low. Amen. And I scheduled to come to Jacksonville, Alabama, and preach a day service there. And I was so low, I couldn't walk. I couldn't even get out of bed. I couldn't do it. And Doris saw that I was studying like I was going to preach.
Yeah.
And she come in, she said, are you planning on going to that meeting? I said, yeah. Well, she said, look at you, can't even walk. How in the world are you going to go preach a meeting? You can't even get out of bed.
Listen now. Listen.
And I said, honey, I felt like the Lord said he's going to heal me down there. I said, low, Brother Don. I mean, as low, this was the last straw I saw.
Right.
And I reached and grabbed it with everything within me. She said, all right. All right. And so she jumped in and was doing everything she could. Amen, for nourishment. And yet, you know, every can of something other they said would energize, she wanted me to drink it. Ever energizing food, she thought, oh, I'll eat it. Amen. But it's still the same old zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, the day coming down, Brother Neil.
Yeah.
And she loaded the car for me. And then she come and got me and loaded me in a car.
All right.
Too low to walk, too low to stand up. But God said, I'm going to help you. I brought you low, and now I'm going to help you. Amen. Dear Lord, dear God, how great, I said, how great it is to have a God that's able to help us in any situation. When you get so low you can't even pray, He's still going to help you. So, we got there that night, and the place we were to stay, and so they took me in the house, and then the steps were straight down. And I looked at it, and Dora said, what are you going to do? I said, you got to get me down them steps. That's what we got to do. She said, how you want to do it? And I said, you get a hold of the back of my shirt, collar, and coat, and hold on. They had a rail, and I got a hold of the rail, and I held on.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm talking about getting low. Oh, Lord. So many things happen to us in life, and we just backslide. Where we could have been made strong and received things that we would have never have received unless God brought us so low.
Listen.
Amen. I never did understand what the terminology of low until that day.
All right.
So down the steps we go. One step at a time, one pull back at a time, and one push back at a time. And finally we got to the bottom. And Brother James, they led me into the room. And Doris helped prepare night for me. And I got my night clothes on. And I laid down on that bed. And when I laid down on the bed, Brother Neil, the Holy Ghost come on me. And it began to shake me. Boy, it's wonderful to do that, going up and down. Amen. Here in front of the church. But, boy, oh, God, have mercy when you can't do nothing else. And the Holy Ghost comes on you and shakes you. And I remember saying, Lord, are you healing me right now? So the Spirit of the Lord abated. So the next morning, we got those steps to get back up. She said, what are you going to do? And I said, you're the pusher, and I'm the puller. And here we started that wonderful journey up those steps. Hey, but I'm sure, if you know Doris, she's got something other. And I'm sure she's saying herself, you ever see anything like this? That bed, you can't. A doctor told me the other day, he said, I'm going to retire. And he said, but they don't need talking to you about retiring. He said, I was over in the hospital when you was a dying, you was a preaching. He said, I know you're not going to retire. Amen, Brother Neil. Oh, Lord. There's quite a few in this congregation that have been so low. So low. Amen, but what happened? We cried out to God in our low estate.
Yes,
and the Bible said, He helped me.
He
hitherto has the Lord helped.
Yes.
And so we made it up fairly good. Amen. Block and tackle would have been all right. So we got to church that day, and I don't remember, I don't think that first day, but I took my text on this verse of scripture. He brought me low. There was about 15 young preachers that come out of my ministry or out of the school there that was there, and they gathered around me and got me in the pulpit. And the day that I took this text, Norman was standing there.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Norman, I want you to read for me.
Yeah.
And he started reading. when he started reading, the Holy Ghost began. Heaven had come down. Heaven had come down to a fella that was so low. Hey, man. A man so low. And that was one of the most wonderful times that I ever had in my life. Hey, man. He brought me low. You may be low here today, but you're not going to stay there. Hey, man, you may be down, but you're going to get up. Hey, man, you may be in trouble, but you're going to come out and have peace. Hey, man, you may have sorrow, but you're going to come up in joy. Hallelujah, because God is your God, and he will help. I got healed before I ever got out of the pulpit. And I walked out of it. You was there, wasn't you? Walked out. Walked out. Because help was on the way. Well, the next day, I come back to the pulpit and walked by myself. Walked in the pulpit and I said, folks, I'm too happy to preach. So I'm just going to shout a while. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if you don't think God can fill you with joy,
yes, he can.
You just walk before him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let him lift you up.
Let him lift you up.
Cry. It's that cry. I cried unto the Lord. He heard me. Amen. And he delivered me. Amen. Thank God he helped. And So Doris was sitting back in the congregation. I said, hey, Doris, get out now. We're going to shout together for a while. If anybody deserves a shout, it was her, Brother Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord God, have mercy. Amen. And so I said, can I go home? Norman said, yeah, you can go home. So Doris loaded up, and we went home. I preached on Sunday morning. I had already had an appointment back at the University of Virginia on the Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And so we drove up on Sunday evening and drove to Charlottesville. And always we'd get a room at the Red Roof Inn, and that was the closest thing to the hospital. It used to be Harry Johnson's. And so we got there. And I've got an appointment. Hey, man, next morning at 8 o'clock. And if you've never had cancer and you've never went down to the jaws of death,
right,
you won't appreciate what I'm going to say.
Right.
Hey, man, but if you have, I'm walking that hospital and it gives me terror.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can get a notice that my appointment is to be there, and it's terror to me. And I know that the men in church, they said, you'll never die from cancer because God healed you. That's fine. I hope I never do. But, you know, he never wrote no contract on that to me. I'll be glad to get one. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. If you don't have God, and if you don't trust in God to see you through, you're going to live in a life that is full of heartache, sorrow, and terror.
How true, how true.
So the first thing after they checked me run through, they did full scans. And then when they got through with that, they sent me to the place where they do all the blood. And they did all the blood work on me.
Yeah.
And they sent me to an examining room. And we went in there and waited on Doc Charles Hess. And he's from Grundy, and I'm from Richlands. Usually when I would go up, he'd say, tell me about Richlands. Tell me about your preaching schedule. You're still taking them journeys, preaching them long journeys. Yeah. And he walked in. He looked at me. And he said, "Scan, no more malignancy in your body. No more tumor." How long did you shout, brother? I didn't. Yeah. Thank you. He said, "Your blood work is perfect.
Wonderful.
Your blood is perfect."
Thank God.
He brought me low.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the ride. Woo! It's just the incline. Hey, man, you're going to mount up with wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. You're not down the valley to stay there, but hey, man, climbing up the mountain. Hallelujah. And so it's the evening hours now, and so we leave the hospital. Head down 81 we come, down to Lexington. I always take 64 there, Brother Neil, and come out over at Beckley, and then 77 down, pick up 460 and take me home. Head Dorsa driving. I'm sitting over there. She said, "Honey, do you realize you don't have cancer?" I said, "That's right, Aunt." She said, "Honey, don't you realize you don't have any tumors in your body?" I said, "Hallelujah!"
Yeah.
Amen. I'm finally getting speech back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I sure do appreciate it. Oh, God, you know what had happened? God, it helped me. With the same help he helped you with. Hallelujah. He'll not pass a one of you, but he's got enough help and more for every one of us. And so we drove on probably half an hour or so. And Doris looks over at him and she said, "Honey, do you realize that there's no more cancer?" You know, sometimes we act very, very silly, like I am right now. I know. Because I'd like to do something right now. I'm not going to. But I'd throw this microphone, and I've seen guys throw them, "Quit it, idiot." We have to buy them. And when we get a good one, we let you use it. Don't throw it down the floor. I was in a funeral the other day, and I had a telephone on my side, and standing there at the head of the casket, and all of a sudden that thing went off. I'm standing there with that thing on, and I said, "I'll take it out and throw it on the floor. You stomp it for me, will you please?" Amen. And so, here I am. "Lord," she said, "baby, we made it. We made it. We made it, Brother Don. You made it. You're going to make it because God's going to help you. He's going to see you through. There's not a doubt about what God will do for you." Amen. I want to throw these in here. I stopped at a little store there close to the house, a little gas station, and there's a woman standing there who was our neighbor. And I walked up and got what I was stopped for, and this woman asked me something about a boy that was in the church that was in Charlottesville, and they wanted to know about Gary Horn, and I related. I said, well, Gary is having it real bad right now. He was Doris's cousin, right? And so this woman's standing there, and she said, well, what I want to know about Ralph Horton. I said, well, last time I saw him, I thought he was doing pretty good. She never said nothing. I got in the vehicle and drove on over to the office, and I went in there and sat down. Doris said, hey, Ralph, pick up the phone. It's Norma. She said, Ralph, I'm crazy. She said, would you forgive me? I didn't know that was you. I'll guarantee you most of you wouldn't have known me either.
No, you wouldn't.
Amen. And, you know, my dad preached 3,500 funerals or upward, and we've been in who knows how many. And we went into the funeral home for this thing, and I'm standing there, Doris is standing there, and I think Randall, Dana, Davis was standing there, and old Jeffy, he was standing there, and he said, how's Ralph doing? Yeah. And I'm standing there looking at him. And I said, hello, Jeff. Ralph! Is that you? I didn't know that's you. I thought I was dead. Hey, man, listen. Oh, God, I just come here today to tell you, you are going to get help. And our help cometh what?
From the Lord. Yes, sir.
And so, wasn't a shadow of doubt. And from that day till this day, they have not found one cell in my body.
Thank God.
Not one.
Right.
And boy, I tell you what, when they start you doing all that, Brother Ryan, you think, you know, the devil say, yeah. You remember how you felt the other day? That was that cancer? Yeah. And then you walk out. Amen. And it's been so phenomenal for me to think of it. And I have Miranda, my grandbaby, over here. Of course, she's no baby no more. She's still my grandbaby anyway, there, Miranda. Amen. College teacher. Dr. James Vance there, my grandson-in-law, who waited on me like I was a baby. Oh, I like those times that I got mean and tried to make a fool out of them. Amen. Doris had become so exhausted from all this setting day in, day out, nothing of any comfort in the university, not even anything that she would have to go to the public art. And she always kept her room up at Red Roof Inn, but it wasn't for her. It was for her children that would come and exchange out. And let me tell you something other. If you're so silly, you've got a woman that loves you with everything within her,
yeah,
and you're grouchy, you're silly.
You're silly.
You're silly.
Yes, you are.
Amen. Before the day's over, grab her and hug her as tight as you can and look her smack dab in the eye and say, baby, baby, baby. You know, One night she was so exhausted, and I got in a crisis, and I tried to wake her up, and I couldn't wake her up. I shook her. I kissed her. I hollered at her. I did everything, and I could not get her to respond. And so I tried to get out of bed myself, and I did get out of bed myself. And I hit the floor. And I went down between the nightstand and the bed. And I don't know, when I discharged out of bed, it must have somewhat awakened her. And she woke up and started out, "Where are you at? Where are you at?" And I said, "I'm down here." She said, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm down here." She said, "Down where?" And I said, "Down here beside the bed between the nightstand." She said, "Get up." I said, "I can't." He brought me low. If I tell you some of those things, he brought me low.
Yeah. All right.
And some preachers said, "He's gone." They even started to try and find a pastor for the church there.
Yeah,
Doris said, "Brother Bob." Brother Bob walked to the pulpit and said, "Shut up. I'm taking care of this until Brother Ralph gets back in his pulpit, and he is coming back in his pulpit, and you shut up right now." That's a good assistant pastor, isn't it? Amen. And I'm here today. But you people here in South Georgia, I've told our folks back home, I've preached across the country, Lord, yeah. But it's a different thing. Now, you folks down here are different, and I'm glad you are what you are.
Yes, sir.
And I've told them, I said, "Now, if you ever miss me, don't know where to find me, you can come down South Georgia. I'll find a place down there. That's where I want to go if something other would happen. But I'll never do that." And Doris would take me and put me in that crib, and nobody get me then. Amen. When you're so low,
yeah,
you don't even think that God even is thinking of you.
That's right.
You pick up a Bible. You know how you pick up a Bible? "Lord, deal with me."
Yeah.
You can pick it up all day long, and they had nothing talking to you. Then all of a sudden. Heaven come down and glory fills your soul. Oh, glory. Can you stand to your feet right now? And can you clap your hands, all ye people? Do it, do it, do it, do it. And shout with the voice of triumph to our God. He brought me low. He brought me low. He brought me low. But I ain't low today.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.